James Linus. James, good morning.
How you doing, Frank?
I am good, James. You got a bit of a double dunt, a double whammy. In the South, I think it was RTE, they did a programme about country music, and you were included in this programme. And then they did a Gogglebox about the programme, or a number of programmes, but your programme was included. And it wasn't any old Gogglebox, but Mel Gibson, Will Ferrell, Mark Wahlberg and John Lithgow, they were all sitting watching the TV, and your bit was on.
Yes, that's correct, yeah.
Yeah, and you are a country star, James, very much into the country music. Let me just remind people of how it sounded, actually, back. Which night was this? Which night were they doing this on the TV?
I think it was aired, first of all, on Thursday.
Right. Let's just remind people of what these stars were saying about you. I'm going to play some of your music very shortly as well. Remember, it's Gogglebox format. Mel Gibson, Will Ferrell, Mark Wahlberg, John Lithgow. They're all having a look at the telly. And this programme is about Irish country music, and James is central to it. A few wisecracks and whatever, but you'll get the drift.
Drinking trucks, divorce.
Yep.
What else?
Pickup trucks, divorce.
Trains.
Chicken.
Trains.
For me, it's a sort of make or break, you know. I would love to just be able to leave work and go full time at the singing and dedicate my life to it.
They're laying people off down at the factory.
Later, James got the chance to record his potential hit in a studio.
So whiskey, get busy, I'm depending on you.
Stand right here on the edge of this pier and watch
whiskey,
the sun
get busy,
disappear.
Whiskey, get busy.
And drink a beer.
Now, James, it's the old story, isn't it? You know, anyone who watches a country music programme tries to belittle country music. They always think they have to crack a joke about it. Does that annoy you?
No, well, obviously the general public was on that programme are there to be critics of the people that's on that they're viewing, you know. But the main thing for me is after all the jokes were cracked, that the celebrity guys actually, once they started actually listening to my track, actually give us a lot of compliments, as you'll hear further on down the clip, you know, and we're still in shock about it, you know.
Yeah, this is important, actually, because there is a compliment. There are compliments further down the clip, and Mark Wahlberg actually says in one of the clips, you should go to Nashville.
Yes, he actually shouts it at the screen.
Yeah, and I'm going to prove in a moment why he would be saying the like of that, because, like, Jim, you're, you know, preaching to the choir here. I adore country music, and I love the sound of the sound of your voice and the way you sing your songs.
Thank you.
as well. Now, as far as entertaining is concerned, where are you doing it? Where are you on the circuit? Where can people see you?
Well, we're sort of just breaking through at the moment, but we've already sealed the deal with the Crumlin Road Jail on the 24th of February. Also, we've done a few sellout shows in the Loughborough Hotel in Carrickfergus.
And do you feel there's this demand for country music, that the demand that's already here is going to continue?
I think so. We sort of try and go back to the roots of country music, you know, the Johnny Cash, Waylon Jennings and Merle Haggard sort of stuff, only slightly mix it up, make it more up-tempo. And it seems to be going down really, 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 really well, you know, so touch on wood, we'll get further on from this.
And do you get a sense that, you know, if what Wahlberg said about, you know, your voice is so good, you should go to Nashville, do you have that hope, that ambition, that, like, someday you might be out on the Opry stage?
Well, I actually work with songwriters from Nashville. They're all pretty well known, the likes of John Cole, who's written for the likes of Daniel O'Donnell and Joe Duncan, and also John Philibert, who's written for Tom Jones. So I'm still in full-time employment and I have four young children, so it's a sort of stuck and rather hard place. But hopefully we'll get out there eventually.
So you sing under James Linus, you sing under a band's name as well, do you?
Yeah, it's a James Linus Country Show Band.
The James Linus Country Show Band. James Linus certainly ringing a clear bell in my head, but a bigger bell now that you've been double whammied on TV, being part of the actual documentary, being part of the Irish Country Music Programme, and then being analysed, you know, as we heard in that, you know, the public very often look at country singers and they think they can knock country singers the way they wouldn't knock a pop singer. That absolutely irritates me. But when someone like Wahlberg, after they do their funny bits and whatever, does say that you should go to Nashville, compliments don't come much bigger than that.
No, and especially at the very end of the show, they actually all start clapping and, you know, say fair play, because I think they knew that we've sort of got this far on our own, you know.
Yep, I'm with you. We could feature all of that, or we could just prove that you're good by playing your song. I think we'll play the song.
That'd be fantastic. That'd be brilliant, yeah.
James, not a bother, fella. Thank you. Continued success.
Thank you very much, Frank.
Look out for him, he is very good. It's James Linus, and he's on this country circuit, and darn good at what he does.
Red Chevy Beard, he starts up in the morning. The next big payment on, it's overdue. They're laying people off down at the factory. They say it might close in a month or two. I guess that I will never be a rich man, but I won't miss what I never had. I've always been the kind to count my blessings, and when I think about it, life ain't bad. Got a house that I come home to every evening. Got a woman wakes me with the morning kiss. There's a baby sleeping down the hall who says you can't have it all. I'll never need any more than this. A chill wind blows and rattles an old door screen. It's cold as hell and winter's kicking in. It's getting harder trying to stretch a dollar. The price of gas is going up again. But on the news I see the poor and homeless, the dispossessed who's giving up the fight. I realize what I've got and I'm so grateful. I hit my knees and thank God every night. Got a house that I come home to every evening. Got a woman wakes me with the morning kiss. There's a baby sleeping down the hall who says you can't have it all. I'll never need any more than this. Today forever. Though times are tough, it couldn't get much better. Got a house that I come home to every evening. Got a woman wakes me with the morning kiss. There's a baby sleeping down the hall who says you can't have it all. I'll never need any more than this. I'll never need any more than this.
Born to entertain, love that country sound. James Linus. We did mention that indeed there were compliments. Compliments aplenty indeed.
Wait, is that him singing?
Yeah, it's good. Oh, you gotta go to Nashville, buddy.
He's got his fans.
Yeah, he does.
His fan base.
Gotta hand it to him.
There you go. Lots of praise. Indeed. Well done, James, getting double the benefit from appearing on a reality show on TV.